Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, Ola, it's Miles. Thank you guys for listening to the Men's Room Daily Podcast.
Have you heard our newest podcast? It's called The Greatest Story Never Told.
Download it today on radio.com. Be sure to subscribe. New episodes are uploaded every Tuesday at noon.
Somebody out there deserves to be recognized. And the Men's Room knows just who it is. So to you, we say, bottoms up, sailor. You're the toast of our shot of the day.
Drink time it is, and as usual, we head to the drink desk and see with Thrill Hill to find out who we're toasting.
It really is drinking time, Miles, because people, they like this idea of a beer. I'm just telling you, the pouring in men's room milk stout, a nitro milk stout. I vote for a brown ale.
Yeah, somebody on Facebook said Thrill's big brown ale.
Thrill's big brown ale.
Yeah.
How about a Bock beer rock out with their Bock out? Yeah, I like that.
Yeah, I like consideration. I've always liked IPA ale.
I think it's a great name, IPA. Yeah. Even if it's not
people
an IPA.
People would buy that. They would love it, wouldn't they?
IPA. Turtle sex shandy.
Not bad.
Is that any weirder than a beer named after the men's room?
Hey, you know what? You're right. No.
Thanks for the ideas. It's too late.
It is not too late. Keep the ideas coming. Miles doesn't have to drink any. It's very simple. We can
Miles
do
hates
it.
Nowhere, there's nowhere to go to like drink beer. It. There's nowhere to go to drink.
What about your home? You can drink at home. Look, man, this is about a beer. This is about an FU 2020. People can still drink beer. It just won't be at the big red festival
party. I think
maybe
you could wait until next year and then do it right.
I could, but I don't want to. It's beer.
Well, right.
I mean, with a party, hopefully.
I could wait till 9.
We can wait on the party. We can wait on the party. This is about a beer. Then we have a reason to be excited. I'll be like, Miles, maybe we should throw a party for this beer we have next year.
COVID-19 cream ale.
Yeah, there you go. By the way,
plus, I mean, it's a beer. You don't have to wait till society tells you it's okay.
You can drink it anytime.
It's 5 o'clock somewhere. It's Saturday, sucker.
Yeah, anytime beer. By the way, on a serious note, you guys are familiar with a very regular caller to the show, definitely a dedicated listener, Toothless Don.
Yes.
He passed last night.
Oh, no.
Yeah, I was going to tell you earlier, I don't want to bring the mood
down.
Are
you kidding me?
No, I'm not kidding you. The brother sent us a text a little bit earlier to let us know, said, hey, man, Toothless Don passed last night. This guy called the show religiously.
Are you kidding me?
Always engaging.
Why did you do that on the air?
Always funny. Well, because I feel like, honestly,
honest to God,
his dedication to this show and the entertainment he actually brought us,
man,
it's worth mentioning his name.
I knew it right, because he was battling cancer.
Did you know that?
Yeah.
Well, remember, the last few times he called in, he was going through treatments.
Yeah, he started as Toothless Don, and then he started going through all these cancer treatments.
And I really liked Don. I liked
everybody did. And every time he called, the response from the listeners was always very positive, because he's just a genuine guy. He chose the name Toothless Don. You can guess why. Part of it, his name was Don. But he was always engaging, always funny, always caring, always kind. And even when he was going through the cancer thing, which sprung out, I want to say we found out about it probably about a year ago. But he would keep us up to date on all of his treatments.
This year sucks.
And no matter what, man, the dude always stayed positive.
This
sucks. I did have a toast that I was going to do, but instead, I'd rather take this time and just do it for Toothless Don, man. God. Sorry, guys. Don't be mad at me. I'm just
Jesus
letting you know.
Christ, dude.
Yeah. So we pour this booze and we drink this booze because we think it's yummy.
Yummy.
So over the tongue and down the throat to party in our tunnies.
Down the hola, bitchola.
The Men's Room presents Profile This.
All right, Stephen, throw a hook at you, please. Tell everyone how Profile This is played.
I sure can, Miles, first, but someone's suggestion for a beer How about a Sour Miles?
Why don't you kiss this puckering sour bungus? There's a bungus among us. Your tungus will get a fungus.
Yeah. The Sour Miles.
Yeah,
started.
Once we let up on this pandemic, I know what you can kiss.
All right.
Here comes Sir brought a scratched up laptop.
You know what?
Right. Suck little it. Flakes of drywall
Suck
around
it.
The top.
Yeah.
So it's a simple game to play where we share with you a real-life news story, something that happened right here on planet Earth. And as you listen to the story, based on the stereotypes you believe to be true of people and the decisions that people make, we'll ask you what it is you think makes the story a story. Hello, Rick. Welcome to the men's room.
Hello.
Hola. Hola. All right, Slick Rick, you understand how this year game is played.
A little bit, yeah.
All right, well, I'm going to offer you up a story, and as you listen to the story, you'll listen for clues that you believe will help you answer a multiple-choice question. And in this case, there's three different categories of story you can choose. The Wonderful World of Drugs, you can go What is in Their Food, or you can go with the category we call Interior Decorating, where you guess the foreign object that someone has stuffed into their own body.
Let's go with the first one. Wonderful World of Drugs.
The Wonderful World of Drugs.
You got you got some experience here, Rick?
I might have a little.
Okay.
That means yes.
Yeah.
All right. Here is your story. Glad you picked that category. This one is short and sweet, but I feel like there's a lot of clues as we explain the story. A man that was high on drugs. He attacked a police officer, proclaimed himself to be God, and then had sexual relations with a tree. 41-year-old Kenneth Crowder, he was seen running naked through Brevard County community. He was stopped by a Melbourne police officer and charged with resisting arrest with violence. The officer had to use a taser, but Crowder, who pulled the electric probes from his body, then punched the officer and tried to stab the cop with the cop's own badge. The officer then said to hell with the taser and simply punched the suspect. By the way, the suspect, who finally was subdued, then announced himself as Thor. That's the story. There's not a lot, but there's a whole lot going on there. The question is, what is the drug that got this guy wanted to take a taser, try to stab a cop with a badge, call himself Thor, proclaim himself as God, run around naked, and try to have sex with a tree? Was he on acid, PCP, Molly, or Flecka?
I don't know. Probably PCP, maybe?
That's not a bad guess. Flecka again is what now?
It's like one of these synthetic drugs that really puts people in a bad place.
Okay.
It's not Elite.
No, it is not.
Yep. It's definitely not Molly.
He's humping a tree.
Yeah. Oh, that is good. And he's naked. And he's naked.
He did not get violent until the cops showed up. If the cops had just let him run naked and have sex with trees, everything would have been fine.
The Baltimore story with PCP always involved the stripping of clothes. So I'm going to assume...
Yeah, he was naked.
So I'm going to assume that that's just part of that. Your body must get really hot on
that's
PCP.
That's what I've heard, and I'm not kidding. That is what I've heard.
So, as you said, there are clues along the way. Based on the fact that I know that I've heard of people who have done acid and Molly before... Not necessarily that they didn't want to hug each other or anything like that, but there was no instant nudity based on body temperature. Not that you couldn't get naked and do whatever you wanted to, but I'm going to go PCP.
Where was it at?
Brevard County, Florida.
Florida.
And it's hot down there.
Which makes it a lot, right. It's already hot and people there are already crazy.
So he's running around naked.
He has sex with a tree. In Florida, he can be sober and do all of these things. But in this case, he was, in fact, on one of these drugs.
Right. So he's humping a tree.
Yep.
And then cop shows up, he attacks the cop.
He attacks the cop, the cop tases him, he pulls the barbs out, grabs the cop's badge and tries to stab the cop with it. The cop finally says, I've had enough, and goes the old school way and just punches this dude to get him subdued. What?
To grabbing a badge to stab somebody. That is the weirdest
part. They have rounded edges.
That is the weirdest part of the story. Well, I'm guessing he undid the back and was like, I'm going to get you.
Right.
That's too insane. This has to be PCP.
Okay. Dead going PCP. Rick, you've heard everything on our end. What are you thinking on yours?
I still think it's PCP.
You're going to go PCP as well. So all three of us are going to go PCP on this one.
I mean, he pulled the taser,
He pulled the barbs out, yeah, after the
cop. Yeah, that's a tough move.
Okay. We're going to find out if this guy was on acid, PCP, Molly, or Flocka Flocka Flame next.
That was a tease.
You are listening to The Men's Room.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The debauchery rolls on. You're listening to The Men's Room with Miles and Thrill. 99.9 KISW.
All right, tough profile. We got a man who's very high on drugs. Attacks a police officer. They tase him. He pulls the prongs out. Then he tries to have sex with a tree. Also said he was Thor, God of Thunder.
Yeah.
So was he on acid, PCP, Molly, or Flacca? That is the question.
And that is the question that we asked you, Rick. And Rick, you agreed with Miles. You agreed with E. Ted Smith. All three of you agreed PCP. And everything about this story screams PCP. Naked, running through the streets,
strong.
Fighting the cops, mm-hmm. strong, trying to stab the cop with a badge, the fact that the taser didn't work. Oh, I'm sorry, but it is not PCP. Flacca, flacca, flacca.
We're going to learn more about this drug.
Man.
But apparently it's kind of parallel with spice and PCP at times.
Nothing good seems to happen. Like, nothing funny about the story. It's kind of thing. By the way, Miles, more beer ideas rolling in. But also, to everyone who has sent their condolences for Toothless Dawn, thank you. We will try to pass that along to the family. People have been very, very, very gracious with that.
That's a fact.
Okay.
Now for all the TV news all time, time for TV Time of Team.
And now, because your pathetic life is confined to countless hours in front of a talking box, The Men's Room presents TV Time with Ted.
Ah! All right, your choices today, Seth Meyers.
Seth Meyers.
Conan O'Brien.
Conan.
Jimmy Kimmel via Anthony Anderson.
Okay.
Ted Smith.
Is it Ted or is it late night?
That's the game we're playing here. All these guys have a talented team of writers that help them come up with their monologue each and every night. It is up to you to determine, is this an actual late night joke and from whom? Or could it be a V. Ted Smith original?
Secretary of State Mike Pompeo went on Fox News Monday night and said the U.S. might ban TikTok because, quote, I am 56 and I just don't get it.
Seth Meyers.
Jimmy Kimmel via Anthony Anderson.
Ted Smith!
Ted Smith!
I'm like, my kids will be devastated.
Hey, look, that's a joke on me, too. Honestly, TikTok, I say this all the time. It's like an inside joke that I don't get. And you know what? It's for teenagers.
It is. Like, I don't care what it is. My kids watch it all the time. I'm like, yeah.
It's really just an information pull.
Right.
I mean, based on their whole thing.
Yeah. I mean, just people redoing songs.
Right.
I don't really get why people still don't wear their mask. I guess not everyone takes the threat seriously. But here's what you need to know about the coronavirus. It's tiny, and it's everywhere. It's the Kevin Hart of diseases.
I only know this wrong because I talked to a coworker who told me about this earlier, so I would not say.
Oh, you're not going to say?
No.
Also, it's Ted, then.
Oh, it's Anthony Anderson.
Okay. I really don't get why people still won't wear their masks. I guess not everyone takes the threat seriously. But here's what you need to know about the coronavirus. It's tiny, and it's everywhere. It's the Kevin Hart of diseases.
His mom's kind of a celebrity now, too. She's in that one video.
Sure.
With them, or commercial. Not video. Commercial. But she was on the show last night.
She's also on... He hosts one of those ABC game shows they brought back for primetime. To tell the truth. And his mom's... He's the host of it. His mom's there.
All right.
Cool. Just being his mom.
That's awesome.
It is. She's pretty funny.
Get my mom a job one day.
She'll show up with cookies.
Not cookies. She shows up with cookies. They're store-bought.
Oh, damn.
Hey, look. My mom's a great cook. Terrible baker.
I mean, that's true for a lot of people.
Yeah,
it's okay. I mean, you can do one or the other sometimes.
Yeah. Martha Stewart. I don't know if you guys saw this. She's been struck by lightning 3 times, but only divorced once. She doesn't understand how it works, does she, Montgomery?
I'm against Lee Ted Smith.
I'm going to go Conan O'Brien.
Yeah, that one was a gimme.
Oh, wow. Whoa.
I was like, that's too close to what we were just talking about the other day.
As long as you weren't talking about me, I had no idea.
That is kind of wild. She got struck by lightning 3 times.
I know.
That is crazy.
What the hell?
Yeah. And I tell you how it happened, but I didn't look into it.
It's probably, I was picking my roses in my big rose garden when lightning struck me. That's why, well, yeah, she's outside doing something Martha Stewart-like.
Yeah, and a lot of people, for some reason, think she was married to Snoop Dogg for a while.
No, she was. They were not married. They were friends.
There's multiple occasions, though, of people who got struck by lightning getting struck multiple times in their life.
Yeah.
For whatever reason, based on their occupation, all kinds of things.
But, yeah, I mean, there's that one guy up at the lake that's been hit 77 times. It's a deep reference.
Okay.
To a John Candy movie.
Okay.
All right.
Where do I want to start here?
Just the one where he's in the woods.
Yes.
What the hell is the name of that movie?
The Great Outdoors.
The Great Outdoors. Thank you. Okay.
You've been struck 7 times? 77 times. You see him running, you go, you get off the lake. Thanks, Mike. All right, you know what? Everybody knows the NBA's, they're in quarantine down in Orlando. So one of the biggest stars in basketball, right? Last year in college basketball was Zion Williamson, mm-hmm. right? He has the last name if you didn't know. I do like that he's just like Zion. He's like a soccer player.
When was the last time you said Shaquille O'Neal?
You know, that's a great point.
Right, there's Shaq, there's Zion.
When's like the last time you said Johnson on Magic?
How about Oprah Winfrey?
Oprah goes, I won. I feel like Magic Johnson is one of, like, Kobe Bryant, I said.
He was pretty well just Kobe.
He was.
Yeah, but people always say Kobe Bryant. You're right. Like, for whatever reason, LeBron James. There's only one LeBron mm-hmm. I've ever right, heard like of in my life, but you still say LeBron James, right?
Yeah, but I'm like, Zion, like, honestly, like, it took me a while to actually know what his last name was, because he was just Zion.
They never say it.
He was a, what was that, Rastafarian? Zion chant? I mean, basically, the term Zion is an African religious kind of term.
I thought it was a 311 song.
I'm sure it could be.
I'm sure it is.
Yeah, 311.
I think they probably grew up in Africa about Zion. And sang about it.
So, what was the biggest TV show, like, when the pandemic started?
What, Tiger King?
Tiger King. Mm-hmm. And who is the one person that could make the pandemic disappear and never find it again? Carol Baskins. So, Carol...
Jesus.
Carol Baskins, for whatever reason, I don't know why, she's still creepy. Mike, she talks really quiet, so you're going to have to pot this one up high, but... It was Zion Williamson's birthday, and she wished him a merry birthday. Happy birthday.
Hey, all you cool cats and kittens. It's Carol Baskin at Big Cat Rescue, and our guy Zion is turning 20 years old. The cool cats and kittens at Overtime have loved watching you play and grow over the years and can't wait to watch you dunk on everybody in Orlando. We're always rooting for the coolest cat around, and that's Big Z. Stay cool.
I bet you he took a long shower after hearing that.
Yeah, and I've never heard
anybody... I was thinking there was a cat named Zion, and she was just kind of making a parallel joke.
Oh, no.
And I hope you...
Because Zion chants based on a lion. Lion is the kind of the whole thing.
But she's...
She's out there. And like that just sounded like the weirdest way to ever describe sports. Yeah. I hope you dunk on everybody.
Just, I know. I feel like she just wants some of that D. By the way, Ted, people, sorry, man.
Oh, he's ripped, by the way, now, man. Have you seen him lately?
All right, so that's one thing I do want to say about Zion Williams. So when he got into the league this year, people gave him a hard time because he is a big man that's super athletic.
Mm-hmm.
And he had, I guess he had put on some weight, but also he just turned 20 years old. He just got out of college. Everywhere he went, they were feeding him. So now, of course, he's ripped again. Everybody, like, no, I'm not saying you, Miles. Yeah. I'm not saying you. But all these sports people are like, could you believe he's ripped again? Like, of course he is.
It's
like,
going to be Zion Williamson's ripped ale.
There's one I can't even say on here.
Did they get on his ass about the fact that, you know, maybe he took money from boosters or whatever and they tried to do that?
Oh, my goodness. What?
Yeah, exactly.
You don't say.
And this is the least shocking thing about anyone. If they go to Duke, if they go to North Carolina, if they go to Kentucky, if they go to Louisville, their lives are great. They are getting paid. Just understand this. It is a known fact. There's no other team that's going to step up.
Well, also, I will say that, well, Justin, a lot of teams will step up and pay.
But not the whole
final. College sports right now is in an very interesting time because it's always been, hey, it's not about the money, the student athletes, this and that. But now we're going to see with college football, like, they're going to have to fess up.
And it's about
like,
the money.
Right? We got TV contracts. They need to play.
It's been about the money the whole time. Yeah. And look, we know it. I think most people know it. This is one of those things where you'll hear something about someone or read something about someone, and like, that's what I assume the whole freaking time. It's like, well, dude, we know you're here for money. By the way, Ted, about a million people have wanted to correct you. The man was not struck by lightning 77 times.
All right.
Can you guess? You're close.
97?
66. Oh. Can I just say something else about that? You know, like, with all this happening, some CEOs say, like, I'm going to reduce my salary by 15%. I'm going to reduce my salary by all this because, you know, the people are cutting jobs and no one's working and everything else. If you look at the 50 states of America, with the exception of Alaska and Hawaii, the number one or two state employee is either a basketball or a football coach.
Yeah.
None of them, while not working, have stepped up and said,
I'm going to take a pay cut
from the state that your taxes are being paid for. I'm not working. I'm not the governor. I'm not trying to solve COVID-19. I'm not trying to figure out what's the best mechanism. I'm a state employee. I'm the highest paid. I'm taking every freaking dime that you have.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And I'm not going to do crap. So think about that for a minute with these head coaches who make $4 million, $5 million. Defensive coordinators who make $2 million on the football field. Head basketball coaches that make $3 to $4 to $5 to $7 million a year of your money. They are not working this year. And they are taking 100%.
That's why I wish I had that job.
And that's why you're paying all online for this
billion dollar industry.
It's unbelievable.
Let's see here. So I can't even believe this is actually going to be real. As we know, bad behavior, as they say, is the gasoline that runs the TV, reality TV engine, right? So, like,
yeah, the worse you are, the bigger star you're going to be.
Right. And that's what people want to see, right? Yeah. Like, even Snooki now is like, yeah, I don't like the person I was on Jersey Shore, but
you made your money when you were Snooki. And look, I get
it. And right. And Snooki's up front. Most of them have grown up. I think the situation's still the situation.
Right? Yeah, but he is exactly who he advertised himself as.
Yeah. Well, now networks, this is how you know things are really crazy. Networks are supposedly giving the reality stars bonuses for good behavior. A so-called source said, quote, they're talking about behaving well. Is it not? I can't believe I'm going to read this. As in not using racial slurs on social media and not getting into fights with castmates.
That's ridiculous, though, because your ratings are going to go down. Like, you can give them bonuses, but your advertising dollars are going to go down because, like, anything. Look, when ESPN does highlights, we'll say NASCAR. It's like you wait to see the crash. We know you're going to show us who won the thing. When you watch NFL highlights, they want to see the big hit. People that like reality TV, it's not about following really nice people around because they call that like a documentary. But also, when you're a jackass or when you're out of touch.
I get it on the show, you need the stuff, but I don't think it's that hard to ask people not to use racial slurs on
Twitter. Ted, apparently it is.
Because now you're going to get paid more if you don't use a racial slur?
No, you're not going to get canceled from the show for something that you didn't do on the show. So if you drop that bomb on the show, right? Mm. Okay, well, that's like, ooh, Tammy said the N-word. Next week, we're going to watch and see, did they get in a fight? Did they kick her out? Right. Blah, blah. If you do it on social media, it doesn't help them. So. So basically what they're saying is you can be a debaucherist. Just do it in our environment and in our arena so that we can promote it. But if you do it outside of that with cancel culture, then you're gone and there's nothing we can do to protect you. I really think it has more to do with, like, look, save your debauchery.
But also says you can't get in a fight with castmates anymore.
Then who's going to watch this?
It's more designed to be, don't do this socially off the set. If you're going to have a confrontation with somebody, we would prefer you do it here on the show because that's what the show's all about.
By the way, Miles, just real quick, someone says, check your info, guys. The Wazoo coach, Nick Rolovich, he took a 5% pay cut right off the bat.
Good for him. 5%.
I think they just got him from Hawaii. We had a good program there.
Got to feel good. Is he from Hawaii?
Yeah.
Huh. He was the head coach out there.
He was.
Oh, okay.
Now kind of sticking with
5%. Sorry, my bad.
Hey, it's something, man.
Yeah, I guess.
I mean, it's something. Yeah.
With the reality TV, Kourtney Kardashian says, quote, I have been filming the show nonstop for 14 years. I was feeling unfulfilled. Became a toxic environment for me to continue and have it occupy as much of my life as it was. I mean...
Okay. I mean, good.
Yeah. And also, like, she's been doing it for 14 years. Like,
and you've made your money.
Well, she didn't do anything. I mean, Kim Kardashian, we know, had a sex tape.
Sure.
Like, you kind of knew the mom because she was married to Caitlyn Jenner.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, right, like, the sister, like, Kourtney, who was my favorite Kardashian, but she basically, like, she, without the show, you would never would have known who she was.
No, you made money because your mom signed off on an underage sex tape for your sister. Which that's has my, to make you feel really good.
That's how my
good.
Family made their fortune.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, my parents are like, you're underage on a sex tape? Tell you what, I'm going to go ahead and sign off and say put that out there, and then I'm going to collect money on it. I think that's really cool. That's a beautiful family unit.
Have you guys seen The Floor is Lava on Netflix?
I've seen two episodes to deal with my kids' hair. It's better than I thought it would be, but not something I need to see again.
Right, so the premise of this show, right? Miles, you familiar with the term, the floor is lava?
I'm not.
Okay, really? Okay, so kids, they'll play the floor is lava. And what you'll find is they determine that the floor is lava. If you step in lava, you die. So they have to move around the sofa, then to the coffee table, but you can't touch the floor. They can throw a pillow on the floor.
I see, okay.
And use that, but you can't touch. So the floor is lava. That's the whole premise. Right. And this game show is modeled on that exact idea.
Right, and then it became kind of an internet meme. If there was a dog or a cat, like, sees a cucumber and jumps in the air.
Right,
it's like the
right.
floor is lava. You know what I mean? So, like, the floor is lava became, like, it was already a game, became super popular.
Okay.
So the premise, exactly as Thrill was just saying.
Thank you.
It's, like, red water. It's supposed to look like lava, and they got to, like, crawl, get around the room in any different ways, right?
But there's a lot of obstacles, and these obstacles are not designed to...
But as long as you're up and you don't hit the floor...
You cannot touch the floor.
So that's basically the... All
right. Right, but they have an actual red liquid. Obviously, it's not lava. You know, like...
I tried to explain this to my kids, because it does look like lava.
It looks like lava.
Is it water that they just superimpose
yeah,
the red?
No, no.
But it's kind of syrupy or something.
It is there. So if you're playing this game on this show, and you're going from obstacle to obstacle, if you fall off the obstacle, I mean, you are submerged in the stuff... But it kind of sucks you down, so my kids, not recognizing that it is not lava, had a very visceral reaction to the first contestant they saw disappear into that.
Right, and they do a good
Are
job.
Are they dead? I'm like, no, Jesus Christ, no,
no
guys,
they're boiled.
They're not dead.
Well, they go into the quote-unquote lava, and then the other people on the show, obviously they have been coached up. If there's three people on a team,
yeah.
you've got to react as if something terrible,
okay. All right.
yeah. terrible has okay. happened.
I'll watch this.
So, right, the weird thing is number one, the first episode I watched, which was just episode one, was like a mom with her two twins.
Okay.
And they were like going off to college. I think you saw the same episode, maybe.
Maybe.
But then there was these group of triplets that were like three brothers.
Were they kind of yoked up?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But
okay.
it legit, it felt like an SNL skit. Like they all kind of looked like, I can't think of the guy on SNL right now, kind of the shorter white dude that plays like baby boss and everything.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
They all kind of looked like him. And it seemed like honestly, I was like, is this a giant setup? Maybe there isn't an actual game show. Because they were so like, yeah, man, we're going to do this. We're going to do that. The floor is lava. Now, the exciting part that I think a lot of people will like, if you don't have children and you're like, should I watch this show? Should I not? They have to jump on a lot of things, right?
Oh, yeah.
And I will say this, like some of the stuff you can tell, like the wooden boxes are a little softer than actual wood. They have like the fake Easter Island heads.
Yeah, okay.
But these people slam on these hard.
Oh, they do. Like that's
I mean,
no
you're
joke.
Leaping and you're grabbing.
Yeah.
Right, and you're holding on to something else. So like, you know, like jumping.
If my feet get in the lava, am I
no.
done?
You're done.
You're,
right, and
okay,
jumping,
right,
okay. like jumping forward 4 feet, like people could do that. That doesn't seem that crazy. But jumping forward onto something that's slippery and is odd shaped and you don't have like a great thing to press off of, like the one mom like banged her chin, this other dude like banged his
picture
head.
Picture jumping.
I kept cheering for it.
Picture jumping from like a buoy to another buoy. Right? So when you push off,
it's still
you displace the water, so your push is not as good as it would normally be. And then when you land on the other one, it's
almost like
hard
you have to land with 2 feet and kind of
you can try, man. I mean, they put these things just far enough apart that people are, I mean, they're putting their effort into it for sure.
Right. That's what I'm saying. That's the hard part is like, you're right. If you could, but like, it's hard to describe. Like one thing is like a pyramid, right? But it looks like, oh, it's in between the two things. I should get on that. But once you're on it, the treads on the pyramid are like impossible.
Right.
So you can't, you're just sliding down the whole time holding on to the top.
So
to try to get your body to move to jump over to something else
is impossible. So how many people have made it through? Like, so does it happen regularly or?
Well, every episode is like a different course or whatever.
Right. Okay. So it'd be two groups of three are competing.
The one I saw had three groups of three.
One time I saw all three get across, but keep in mind, they time elapsed and edited it, but it still took them like 20 minutes to do it. Another group, two of them made it across, but those two got across in like 4 minutes. So I'm not sure what they based it on. Like, but.
So it's the number you get across first, right? Okay. So out of three, if you get three, and then like, let's say I get three across and Miles' team gets three across, then it goes to time.
Okay.
Seems like this is the new trend. You told us about the Highland Games, then the Rock Show.
Yeah.
And then this, you know, there was American Ninja before that and all
that. Welcome
this
to Summertime Program.
Nope. That is exactly what it is.
We appreciate it. You are listening to The Men's Room.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
The Men's Room returns with Miles and Thrill. Now, let's see what's happening in the real world.
All right, here we go. Things get out of hand quickly as a woman tries to run over two men in a Columbus, Ohio grocery store parking lot. Meanwhile, it looks like due to budget cuts in New York City, deer will no longer get their vasectomy knot. Ohio sheriff tells residents he is not the mass police. Beer gardens open in Scotland, and that brings anything but peace. And Scrabble bans racist and ethnic slurs in its tournaments. It is time for your headlines.
Now, it's time to hit the headlines. Here's my cock.
Our top story. Good news for Scrabble tournaments. They're coming into the 21st century. After a campaign launched by a regular attendee of these tournaments, it's been announced that they will be banning the use of racial slurs while playing the games in competition.
It's crazy because it's in competition. But right. Part of me said, look, if it's been fine, look, if you play, what is it, Cards Against Humanity?
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Just understand, if these people are cool, you go, all right. It's not like it's something we are a part of.
Is it Webster's?
It's a Scrabble tournament.
Is it Webster's dictionary? Like, I'm sure there's some.
There's
kind
a Scrabble dictionary, right, believe
exactly,
it or not.
You
yeah.
can use.
Yeah, I guess that's the other weird thing. I would think they just wouldn't be allowed playable.
Yeah, that's all. I think that's what they're moving to.
Not only are they not playable, but I would think if I am going to compete in this Scrabble tournament, if I am part of the chess club and I'm going to go to this Scrabble tournament, am I really going to see those placards on my little cart there and actually put that word down there, those words down there?
I think you would if you understood that in that competition. Again, because I look at it like Cards Against Humanity.
Cutthroat competition.
There's a reason that Cards Against Humanity is not also a game show that you watch at 7:30 at night with the kids, because it's understood like, hey, some things are going to come up, right? So in the Scrabble tournament, it's just the idea like, these people, they have agreed that here you can't really take offense because you're going to play the word to get the word. I'm not saying what they're doing is a bad idea, but it's just, it's an isolated thing.
It's close to Wheel of Fortune. So you're looking at these letters you have to fill.
Right.
Wheel of Fortune has an absolute answer, but you could intertwine some words.
Right.
So like the Washington Football Club, right? That word, you can't play.
Mm-hmm.
And that makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and that's the reason.
Right.
Even though it's a compound world, it still counts.
Mm-hmm. Oh, gotcha. All right. Let's see here.
So I'll change it to four.
In other news, we take to the internet where a video was removed. The video in question came from England and was simply a video of nesting baby owls. Why did it need to be taken down? The video violated the website's content terms when it came to nudity. The video was posted twice and pulled twice, but the original posters opted for a second look at the videos, saying that there was nothing to be offensive inside the video.
Is it the owl giving birth?
No.
They don't give birth. The worst you would see is an owl hatching, right? But these baby owls, I think there were six to start, four of them died, but it was just a live stream. This guy has self-isolated himself, right? It's an old guy that lives in England. There's nothing to do. It's Facebook, where I thought you could do anything you want on Facebook, but I guess not show baby owls. But he just set up a live stream. There were 500 people that watched it, and he said he just did it because he has a garden. He's retired. He has nothing else to do. The owls are there. Mm-hmm. And I believe his quote was something like, let people see something they don't ordinarily see.
A little bit more positive, too.
Sure.
Right.
And it's an animal.
Right. Well, and they weren't like mating or anything like that. These were baby owls. This has got to be some sort of an algorithm said there's too much skin here.
Yes,
well,
isn't there like a video where people waited for a panda to be born?
No, it was the giraffe.
It was the giraffe.
April.
That's right.
And they waited like 2 months for this doggone thing to come out.
I mean, in the end, I wonder how many people said to themselves, wait a minute. I want to see a giraffe give birth.
So here's the problem. Your algorithm is wrong.
Yeah. Right.
That's it.
Right.
And that's what you do.
Mm-hmm. In the time of the virus, cities across the nation have had to make adjustments on how they go about their budget, and that's no different for New York's Staten Island. They've announced the difficult decision to cut funding for their deer sterilization project.
That was pushed, by the way, by the Deer Coalition.
Do you know they've been doing this for like 6 years?
Oh, yeah.
I had no idea.
The $6.6 million project was launched back in 2016 and was meant to cut down on the amount of mating going on in the local deer community.
And the problem with that is if you're in a rural community, they do that through basically deer season.
Right.
Right.
Okay, this is Staten Island.
So you can't really do that.
You can't do that.
Right.
Exactly.
So, okay. Can't shoot deer in neighbors' yards and stuff.
By the way, the deer have been celebrating and just getting it on.
You bet.
Yeah, mama.
What do you mean you've been snipped?
Not me.
Ship some of those deer out to off of Staten Island there.
And killed the program.
I just hope they tell the other deer that didn't happen this year.
Oh, don't worry about it, homie.
Yeah. No, it's
that's
fine.
All good, bro.
I get snipped every year.
I'm good. I get snipped every year.
They're just prosthetic.
I don't speak deer, bro. I don't know what they say. I don't know. I mean, I don't know what deer lies are to other does.
Do they grow back? Why do they have to get snipped every year? Over in Israel.
I'm just saying, if she doesn't know, it doesn't make her a doe.
Over in Israel, they found out what'll get people off the beaches. Patrons of the beach were enjoying a lovely day out when the fun was suddenly broken up by what everyone fears out there, a dorsal fin in shallow waters. And yes, it was indeed a shark. The people fled from the water in panic, most staying out of the water despite learning that while it was technically a shark, it was a whale shark.
It's not going to do it. But, you know, I would throw this out there. See, to me, there's no problem. I don't care if there's a shark in the water when I'm at the beach, because I'm on the beach. Now, if I get out in the ocean, different thing altogether. But knowing how I am, there's a shark out
there. People swim with whale sharks.
Mm-hmm.
They do.
Yeah, they're not supposed to touch them, but you can swim.
So why would you call it a shark?
Because it is a shark.
Yeah, it's a shark.
Call it a shark whale.
I mean, not all sharks eat, you know, meat.
That's fair.
Yeah, but you don't care in the moment.
I'm the vegan shark.
I am. But I'm also the biggest.
I just eat kelp.
I have hair under my fins.
Right, how did that happen?
Yes, every time you eat a seaweed salad from a sushi place, which I love, but you're killing whale sharks.
Mm-hmm. I think they smell like patchouli.
They eat crimp or do they eat or krill or do they eat...
I don't know.
I think crimp is a hairstyle.
Yeah, mm-hmm. It is.
A bar in Scotland didn't have a stellar opening night that they were looking for. They posted to social media that they had the biggest beer garden on the south side and welcomed people to come down and have a pint while staying safe and distance.
Ha ha.
Unfortunately, it took no time at all for a video to surface of a massive brawl that broke out within the garden. No injuries were reported other than the obvious scrapes.
Highland Games!
That is wild, man.
I mean, first, one day, you open one day and you can't get along. I think I'd just be happy to see even my enemies at that point.
Right.
I don't care if I don't like you and you're my neighbor. Like, dude, how are you doing, Roger?
And at what point when you're social distancing, do you go, you know what, the hell with it? I'm putting my fist on that dude's face.
They say don't put your hands to your face, so I'm going to put my hands to yours.
I'm misfighting.
All right, and we go back to Florida, where a woman tried to get rid of memories. She was seen walking out of a home that she didn't own by a neighbor that noticed that she had a blowtorch in her hand. Officers were called and she was arrested. When asked why she was attempting to burn down the home, she informed them that she used to live in the house and was burning it down due to, quote, bad things that occurred in the home.
Did you see her mugshot?
Oh, yes.
I want you to know what she is on. There is no way this woman's sober. And I don't think it's booze.
Powerful.
I just can't.
Powerful stuff.
Something, man. Yeah.
That is it for your headlines. With that, Mike Hawk is out.
Thank you, Mike. We appreciate it. We'll see you next time for Big Dummy. The head chef is back with Ted's Meat and Potatoes. Do yourself a favor. Tip one for Toothless Tom.
Yes, indeed. That is definitely something I will be doing a little bit later. In the meantime, we be all up out this bitch. So until next time, please do what you do best. And for Aletha's sake, stay beautiful.
The Men's Room has been taped before a live studio audience. Wardrobe and makeup provided by Mantastic Limited. This has been a presentation of the Men's Room Radio Network.
Oh, man!
A Double Flush production.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.